And good afternoon and welcome to this Friday edition of What's Up Noop Radio. Ryan Belmore here with you. Jam-packed show ahead here, 1:06 p.m. on a Friday. 84 degrees with an AccuWeather real feel of 96. Winds from the south-southwest, 6 miles per hour. It is hazy out there and it is sticky. We're looking at some sun and clouds, humid. Before 10 tomorrow, a shower and thunderstorm around 83 degrees. And then on Sunday, showers not as warm. 73 degrees on Sunday, so we'll cool off a little bit there for you. At the close of the weekend, lows Sunday of 66. That sounds perfect right now. Let's see. We have a lot to get to today. What we are going to do, you heard Mr. Newberry talking about it this morning, as well as the guys. Big press conference coming out of Worcester. It first came across yesterday afternoon at about 6 o'clock, is I think I first saw it, that there was an announcement that there was going to be an announcement made this afternoon out there in Worcester. And what we will be doing is it has to do with the Paw Sox, pretty much the Paw Sox. Everybody is saying it's a done deal, and they are heading up to I don't know what the Worcester's nickname is, but they're heading up to Woo. So we will be bringing you that press conference at the end of the hour. It's scheduled for 2 o'clock. And Mr. Prosnitz and I were just talking about this yesterday. Collaboration in media. And we're going to collaborate a little bit today. I called my friends over there at Channel 10, and I got Mr. Tony Gugliotta. He is up there in Worcester. And he'll be checking in with us and giving us a live report from up there, as well as we will be bringing you the live audio of what officials have to say up there in Worcester about the Paw Sox, as well as anything else. And I'll tell you, if this has nothing to do with the Paw Sox, or they're just announcing something else, it is going to be it's going to be the failure of a press conference of the year. So at 2 o'clock, I'll be hanging around for a little bit longer today. At 2 o'clock, we'll bring you, the audio from that. Not sure how long it's going to be. Tony and I were both talking about that, and I was asking him, any idea? Is this going to be a 5-minute thing? Is it going to be an hour thing? Regardless, we'll have the audio for you here on WADK. Certainly a big day, if that is the case and the Paw Sox are leaving after all of these years. Of course, as Bruce was brought up a little while ago, they have to play the next 2 years in McCoy. If they are heading to Worcester, because they don't have a stadium up that way yet. So they will be playing the 2019 season and 2020 season, which is till the end of their lease here in Pawtucket, before heading up to Worcester in 2021. We'll bring you the latest at the top of the hour from that. And as well, you know, if Stephen King is tweeting about it, that it's a big deal. So, you know what? I'll sacrifice a few extra minutes here today and hang out with you. And bring you the latest. Stephen King said Paw Sox to Worcester, saying ain't so. I'm not sure. I know he's a big Red Sox fan, but he's apparently a Paw Sox fan as well. So we'll get all the details on that at the top of the hour. Let me see what else we're going to do here today. This weekend, tons of stuff going on. A busy August weekend here in the Ocean State. We're going to touch base on everything that's new and to do in and around Newport throughout the program, as well as across Rhode Island. In just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Michael Friedman, who is the producer of the inaugural Rhode Island Blues Festival happening up in Cranston, right there in the center of the state. So we'll catch up with that. After that, when Aretha Franklin recently celebrated her birthday at Mohegan Sun back in March, March 23rd, Doug Wolverton, our friend Doug Wolverton, of course, he was with Roomful of Blues, the Groove Merchants every single Monday night up at Fifth Element, and he stops in back here to Newport after moving to California frequently. Well, Doug was among her backing band when she performed on her birthday at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. He shared a story yesterday with a photo of what a loss it was and how great it was for him to be able to perform with her, as well as sing her happy birthday and got a chance to meet her and all of that just back in March. Doug Wolverton will join us here on the program to chat about that experience, as well as Mr. Wolverton and friends. Doug Wolverton Blues Band will be performing at Narragansett Cafe in Jamestown on Sunday. And he's got some very special guests, some that we can't even name. So if you know Doug well, you probably know who those guests are going to be. But we can't even name some of them. But because they may have gigs somewhere else. But Doug will join us to talk about Aretha, as well as his blues band. Something different from Mr. Wolverton. Then Of course, we'll have the latest from the Paw Sox, and we'll be looking ahead at a weekend of coaching and everything else that is going on. So much happening here in the city by the sea. So, of course, for a full roundup of what is happening out there, and you can visit whatsupnuke.com. We have all sorts of things up there right now, including all the things to do this weekend and live music listings, and as well as Ken Abrams' six picks. And the Blues Festival is among those six picks. So we will hit on that one as well as a few others. So jam-packed show from now until, I'm going to say, 3 p.m. We'll be with you here live. You can give us a call, 401-846-1028. Again, that press conference is at 2 o'clock. We'll bring you the press conference at 2 o'clock as well as a live report from, you know, what the scene's like up there. Our friend Tony Gugliotta from WJAR, Turn to 10, Channel 10, whatever else you want to call them, will be calling into the program. And so we will get the latest. Will you miss him? Why announce it right now is my question. You have eight, I was counting quickly, you have eight more home games in the 2018 season. Your 2018 season wraps up in the first week of September. Why not at least get through the rest of this season and then have two full seasons? What is significant? And also, you know, the old announce, I would think this would be an exciting one. If I was Worcester officials, I would want it announced on a Monday afternoon so it gets news play all week long. You know, if you're Pawtucket or Rhode Island officials, this is when you want it announced. You want it announced on Friday. It's going to get kind of buried, and people aren't going to be hating on you all week long. But just the timing is pretty interesting, and we'll see. Maybe we'll find out why the timing has been done. You know, Prosnitz has hit on it for so long. I've been saying this forever, that we were talking about it, and we were spending so much time, when I say we, us Rhode Islanders, as well as people up at the State House, spending so much time on it while we're losing other great businesses and missing other opportunities. And I said, just make a decision. Just decide, you know, can we do this or can we not? So it'll be interesting when we see, what the financials are, what the state is, what Massachusetts is giving, as well as what Worcester is giving, and, what we missed out on. Will you miss them? It's a big loss for things to do with your family in Rhode Island. You know, what would be similar for a family event? Losing Roger Williams Park Zoo? I guess that would be similar. I'm just trying to think of anything else out there that is that family-friendly, outdoors, fun. Those are the two big ones that you think of, the zoo as well as the Paw Sox. Now, Will... You know, will people still want to go? You know, this isn't the end of baseball in Rhode Island. Of course, we have our Newport Gulls and Ocean State Waves. And, you know, will people start bringing their families out to them? Will they benefit from this? We're going to talk about all that and more around, you know, music. We got music in the heart of the show. Paw Sox all around us. We'll do all of that. Your phone calls welcome. 401-846-1028-115 here on a Friday.
Did you know that not all heart attacks cause chest pain, especially in women? Heart attacks can feel like a pressure or discomfort in any area of the chest, neck, jaw, arms, back, or abdomen. Women in particular may only feel shortness of breath, nausea, or break out in a cold sweat. If you or someone you love is experiencing these symptoms, call 911 and get to a hospital. Brought to you by Newport Hospital and the Cardiovascular Institute at Rhode Island, the Miriam, and Newport Hospitals.
Arm yourself against harmful insects. Head to One Stop True Value, Connell Highway, Newport, for a two-pack of Spectacide Wasp and Hornet Killer for the special price of $3.97 while supplies last. 20-ounce jet spray aerosol kills wasps and hornets on contact and even kills wasps returning to the nest. Hurry in for this bargain of the month right now, along with other insect repellent at great prices, only at One Stop True Value.
Time to treat yourself to those world-famous Twin Lobster Rolls at the Easton's Beach Snack Bar. Open every day. Savor two buttery toasted 6-inch rolls filled with chunks of sweet lobster with some fries. Just $16.87. Or do the plain and simple. A buttered and grilled 9-inch roll loaded with meat from the whole lobster, served with drawn butter and fries. Only $18.87 and only at the Easton's Beach Snack Bar. Open every day 10 a.m. to 7:30 in the evening. Stop by or check out twinrolls.com.
Mix 99.3 FM and AM 1540 WADK are growing. We've moved to our beautiful new studio and offices and are now looking for people interested in advertising sales. If you are a self-starter, want to control your own hours and income, would enjoy working closely with area businesses to help them market and grow, and appreciate what it means to work for a small, locally owned and operated business, send your resume to me, Bonnie Gomes, at bgomes@3gbroadcasting.com or call 401-846-1540 today. 3G Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
A weekend of coaching is back August 16th through the 19th through the streets of Newport on the grounds of the Newport Mansions. Authentic 19th century coaches drawn by highly trained teams of horses. Visit NewportMansions.org. Isn't it time to come back?
Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Gail. We're co-owners of Gill's Appliances with locations in Bristol and Middletown. Shop our Labor Day sale going on from August 20th through September 3rd and enjoy amazing savings in-store and online on ranges and refrigerators, washers and dryers, and all your appliance needs.
Whether you're planning home renovations or new construction, the fall is a great time to get started. Visit us at 397 Medicom Avenue in Bristol, 926 Aquidneck Avenue in Middletown, or online at gillsappliances.com.
Come see the difference Gills makes.
Tiverton's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Something told me it was over. When I saw you.
And welcome back. What's up, Newport Radio Edition 118 here in the city by the sea. And we are jam-packed show today. Mulligan's Island, usually a golf range up there in Cranston, transforms into the first, and we hopefully it's will be an annual, Rhode Island Blues Festival this weekend. And joining us to talk about it, Michael Friedman joins us. And good afternoon there, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And how are you? Tell me where the idea of Rhode Island Blues Festival came from.
A couple years ago, we were hosting the Great International Beer Festival at Mulligan's Island. And while I was standing by the stage talking to Paul Borelli, who was in charge of the music, he said to me, you know what this would be great for? This would be great for a blues festival. And that idea kind of marinated for a while and kicked around a bit. And then over the winter, we looked at each other and said, let's do this thing.
All right. Excellent. So tell us what we're going to experience when we go to the Blues Festival there up in Cranston this weekend.
Yeah. So it's Mulligan's Island, right dead center in the state. Very easy to get to. Lots of free parking. We will have an area sectioned off in our event center where we do big food truck nights and volleyball tournaments and all kinds of outdoor events, with a big stage, lots of tables, some vendors and food, and we will have 8 hours of unbelievable blues music, local, national, international performers, really entertaining and putting on a show that you rarely get to see around these parts.
Yes, and why don't you tell us about some of the bands that will be performing?
So on Saturday, our headliner is Marsha Ball. She's fantastic. She's a Texas-born, sort of Louisiana-trained blues pianist. She's been doing this for like 50 years. She's the Texas State Musician of the Year, longtime performer on Austin City Limits. Really kind of almost like that honky-tonk style piano. Lots of energy. People just love her. She's played in Rhode Island a number of times, and we've gotten some great feedback, people sharing their memories of seeing her on stage. Earlier on Saturday, we'll open up with Neil and the Vipers, who's just an awesome local blues group.
They can be found a lot down this way, playing over at Narragansett Cafe, as well as some other events. They're always playing in this area. They're fan favorite.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a great following, great guys, great show. And then we have Heather Gillis, who is I think she's 23 years old, just a guitar impresario there. She's played with just the amazing elite of blues guitarists. She's now out on her own. She's got a four-piece band touring nationally. And after that, at like 4 o'clock, Jack Broadbent will come on. He, English-raised out in the countryside, learned to play guitar by listening to records and reading books. He's kind of a one-man show, plays slide guitar with a sterling silver flask, and just a really, really interesting, you know, exciting kind of guy to watch. So that's Saturday. I mean, it's a full plate of blues for you on Saturday. And then Sunday, our big headline act is the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Big name, big sound out of New Orleans.
Oh, they
lots
are
of
great.
Horn. Yeah, lots of horns. Just great energy. Everyone's out and dancing when they're on. And we will start the show on Sunday at noontime with the Stovall Brown Band. Chris Stovall Brown's been playing guitar, drums, singing, everything in Rhode Island, in the Boston area, the last 40 years, traveled nationally playing with some major acts. So he's going to kick us off. And then at 2 o'clock, we have Lois Greco. Lois is from the Connecticut Shoreline area and just a deep, soulful blues guitarist. She's, you know, won a bunch of awards for her performances. She's another one that's just got a big following. People really love watching her play. And then the guy that I think is kind of steal everyone's hearts is a gentleman named Selwyn Birchwood. I played Rhode Island a few years ago, passing through on the way to Boston, and he is like Jimi Hendrix meets Buddy Guy, just unbelievable shredding guitar player, great blues licks, deep soulful voice. I think his 4 o'clock show on Sunday is going to be the one that everyone's like, wow, that hit me like a train with no whistle, you know. Ooh, he's something.
Excellent. And, you know, I tell people all the time, especially we just got over the Newport Folk Festival as well as Newport Jazz Festival. And, you know, you may not know all the names on the lineup, but you will certainly experience them and you'll become fans of new bands and you'll be buying their albums. And so it's worth checking them out. If you don't happen to know every single name on the lineup, it's, you know, it's an experience.
Yeah, that's the beauty of going to festivals, right? You go knowing that some of the names you'll know and some of the names you won't, and at the end of it, some of them you'll like and some of them you won't, but you're really going to get exposure to a wide variety of musicians. And, you know, there's so many great festivals in Rhode Island, the Folk Fest, the Blues Fest, Rhythm and Roots, and so this blues festival, we hope, kind of fills that niche, that void with the heavy blues influence. You know, and it's also the, you know, as far north as a festival comes in Rhode Island, right? All the rest of them are down the
That's
down
it.
Your way.
Right in the center of the state. I love it. Anybody can get there. Excellent. Okay. What are we doing for tickets and information like that? What should we know?
So, RIBluesFest.com. Go on there. It's got the whole lineup, got information on all the acts, some festival facts, links to our sponsors and vendors, and most importantly, links to our ticketing site. There will be tickets available on site, but certainly if you kind of want to get in, skip the line and go right out to the dance floor, buy your tickets in advance.
All right. And rain or shine?
Rain or shine, you know, if there's anything, you know, dangerous, we'll delay a bit. But
forecast, you know, looks good right now.
Forecast looks pretty good. You know, it's summer. You never know when a spot shower will come through, but I watched some video from last week and a couple of blues festivals in throughout New England, and they those people were boogieing with umbrellas. You know, they were having a grand time.
That's it. And then finally, I didn't ask, but you mentioned vendors, but food, drink available?
Yeah, absolutely. Food and drink on site. We've got Wes's Rib House giving us all that local barbecue that we love, Borelli Events, who did a lot of the staging and technical work and helped with some of the bookings. They'll have food and some what I'll call hot desserts, doughboys and deep-fried Oreos. We'll have Revival Beer, sort of Cranston's favorite brewery. We'll be on tap along with a host of local and international craft beers. And some other vendors will be on site as well. So there'll be plenty to do, plenty to see. It should be a really great time.
Excellent. Well, I wish you the very best of luck with it, and we thank you for calling in today. And maybe we'll see you out there in Cranston this weekend.
Thanks for having me on. And yeah, we certainly hope to see you and all your listeners out this weekend. Give us a shot. You can come for one day. You can come for both. Your ticket allows you to come and go. So if you want to come early and then you got to go meet someone and you want to come to see Marsha Ball at the end of the day or the Dirty Dozen, you can do that.
Excellent. Good to know that there is reentry. And the address for those looking is 1000 New London Avenue up there in Cranston. RIBluesFest.com online. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Have a great, great weekend.
You as well. Best of luck. And how about that? Bringing the blues to Rhode Island, and nothing better than it. RIBluesFest.com. You can check out the full schedule as well as lineup there. And I'll tell you, some of those bands I actually do know. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band on Sunday evening is a must. I know I'm talking to a few people, and we have competing events this weekend, as I would say. You know, at the same time, Dirty Dozen Brass Band is on. We're going to have our next guest is also on stage, and he'll be on stage over in Jamestown at the Narragansett Cafe, and he'll also be with a blues band. So we've got competing blues, not a problem and not an issue, and nothing to complain about when you have to make tough decisions on great music. So Doug Wolverton will join us next here on the program to talk to us about what it was like to play with Aretha Franklin on her birthday this past March out there at Mohegan Sun. And we will remember her a little bit with Doug, as well as Doug will tell us about his blues and what he is doing this weekend with the blues over at Narragansett Cafe. But before we do that, let me tell you, Newport's Best Harbor View, the Port Seafood Grill and Bar down at the Entry Pier, is offering one of Newport's best dinner deals. Have you gone? Go today. Today is Friday. Otherwise, you have to wait again until next week to get this great deal. Of course, it's open 7 days a week, so you can go this weekend. But this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, you can't get Lobster Mania. You can only get Lobster Mania Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Choose from six different lobster dishes for only $17.95. You have friends, family, visitors coming into town. They're saying, where should I go for lobster? They should go to the Port. You can choose six different lobster dishes, $17.95, or enjoy a 1 1/4-pound lobster dinner for just $19.95. Look at that. Less than 20 bucks. At the same time, bar happy apps with discounted appetizers and raw bar specials are served at the bar and in the lounge area. The Port is located on the harbor between Christie's Landing and the Entry Pier. You know where it is, right there next to the Armory. Let's see. Well, there's music. Head on down there. Let's see. Lobster Mania is from 4 to 6, and there's live music from 6 to 10. So get there, enjoy dinner, grab a Whalers, and then stick around and enjoy some live music from Terry Bradley from 6 to 10. And then that beautiful sunset view. You cannot beat it. Tomorrow, Diesel from 2 to 6, and Bill McClaney from 7 to 11, and then on Sunday, John Erickson 3 to 7. But, of course, the Port is open for lunch, dinner, drinks. Head on down there and take in the music, the view, and the lobster. The Port, hard to find, but worth the effort.
Build smarter. Get the authenticity of cedar shingles with the strength of James Hardie. Try Hardie Shingle Panels from Riverhead Building Supply during August and save. Hardie Shingle looks great on homes from cottages and Cape Cods to shingle-style estates. Plus, it's backed by a 30-year limited warranty for total peace of mind. From August 1st through August 31st, save on Hardie Siding and Accessories at Riverhead Building Supply. Visit rbscorp.com for details.
This is Brian Mason of the Apollo Consulting Group. We help small and mid-sized companies improve profitability, get more customers, and streamline their operations. Getting started with Apollo is easy. Call now to get a free, no-obligation assessment of your situation and an outline of a proposed course of action. Call us now at 401-862-6339. That's 401-862-6339.
It's back, a weekend of coaching. Every 3 years, authentic 19th century coaches drive through the streets of Newport and the grounds of the Newport Mansions. Free, a weekend of coaching, August 16th through the 19th. Parade routes and more at newportmansions.org. Isn't it time to come back?
If you think making false threats is a joke, think again. Any communication threatening students, teachers, and staff at schools or public places is a federal crime that could lock people behind prison doors for up to 5 years.
I'm FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch, making you aware that hoax threats have real consequences. We don't want to see a young person begin their adult lives with a felony record.
Making false threats is not a joke. Think before you post. Visit FBI.gov.
Banking can be pretty much the same everywhere, but what's not the same at every financial institution is the people. And at People's Credit Union, the people who work there are in the business of helping the people who bank there. People's Credit Union takes pride in getting to know you and offering financial solutions that can really help. People's Credit Union has great low rates on home, personal, auto loans, and they can even refinance your existing loans. Why not stop in a branch to say hi or visit online today at peoplescu.com. People's Credit Union. You belong here.
Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
People's Credit Union is proud to share the spotlight with these fine area businesses.
Planning a wedding, party, or corporate event? Choose Blackstone Caterers for exquisite food, spectacular presentation, and unfailing service. Since 1945, their mission has been to deliver beyond expectation. Let them make you the consummate host of your next event. Online at BlackstoneCaterers.com.
Get the latest news 24/7 at WADK.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tony Tantillo, your fresh grocer. And today's tip of the day is going to be with Chinese long beans. Now, I love these beans. They're hearty. They got a wonderful flavor to them. They could look intimidating because they're between a foot to two, sometimes even 3 feet long. They are fabulous. I like them. Well, first let's talk about selection. Then I'll get to the recipe. I'm getting hungry when I talk about them. When you want to buy them, what you want to do is make sure they have a dark green color all the way around. Very important. Free from any browning, rusting, and, of course, any shriveling. When you bring them home, just store them in the refrigerator right away. They look hearty. They look like they could last for a long time. But you know what? They don't. As a matter of fact, they can last as much as 2 or 3 days, and that's it. And they are loaded with nutritional value because of that deep green color that they have. When you cook them al dente. And I like to saute them with some extra virgin olive oil, fresh tomato, and garlic. Ah, what a dish. And that's some olive oil on top. And I'm Tony Tantillo, your fresh grocer. For more recipes, just go to TonyTantillo.com.
Here in the city by the sea. Of course, when the Saints go marching in. Just a reminder, coming up here at the top of the hour, there is a press conference scheduled up there in the great city of Worcester. Paw Sox officials as well as Worcester officials will be on hand to make an announcement about the Paw Sox. And we will be bringing that live for you, so I'll be doing an extended version here on this Friday. We're going to keep the music rolling, the music discussion here on WADK. My dear friend, who I ask to perform this song every single time I see him perform up there with the Groove Merchants at the Fifth Element on Monday nights, joins me on the line now, Doug Wolverton. Good afternoon, sir.
Ryan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I had that perfect intro song for you today.
I loved it, man. I was dancing around in the driveway I'm standing in right now.
Even though you've performed that song hundreds of times, you still get excited about it, huh?
I do. You know, the cool thing about, you know, any kind of New Orleans music is, you know, it's different every time. It might be the same melody or the same type of, you know, feel, but every time you play it, it's always a new experience, which is really fun.
So fun when you come back and perform up at the Fifth Element. Of course, the Groove Merchants can be found there every Monday night, but you were there every Monday night for years. But when you come back and you get the entire band to follow you out and work your way through the crowd to this song, it's a lot of fun to see people's reaction.
It's so fun. That gig at the Fifth Element, you know, 4 years going on 5 years, you know, we became a family. You know, the band and everybody that has been supporting the gig. I was there, 2 weeks ago now on Friday night, the opening folk festival night, and then the Monday after, and man, it just was great to be back in the old stomping ground.
Yeah, where in the world is Doug Wolverton right now?
Beverly, Massachusetts.
Oh, that's not that far.
We're performing at 9 Wallace tonight, with the Victor Wainwright Band.
Okay.
It's called Victor Wainwright and the Train, and the band's from Memphis, Tennessee.
Ooh, and, some good blues.
Yeah, really great band, winning a lot of awards. The saxophone player, Mark Early, from Roomful of Blues, and myself are on their latest record. So we're doing a lot of their tours this year and hopefully next year as well. And Yes, we're on this two-week tour in New England, and then we're headed to Jersey and then up to Canada for a couple of festivals.
So if people are wondering where in the world you've been, you are out there on the road with Victor, and you are part of the train. But you're also out there with a Chicago band, right?
Yes, a band called Beginnings, which is a Chicago tribute band based out of New York City. And that band, again, travels nationwide playing the hits of the band Chicago from when the band started in 1967 to, you know, their latest hits.
Wow.
With them, they're very active with that band as well.
Yeah, you're pretty busy, but you also find opportunities to pop up on stages with other people. And, you know, I've known you done it in the past, but I didn't realize that you recently did it with the Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, last March, I had received a, by the way, man, rest in peace, Aretha, huh? Well, it was such a bummer to hear the news yesterday about her her passing. But, March of last year, I had received a phone call from another fellow compadre in Roomful of Blues, Rich Latai, saying, hey, rumor has it Aretha needs a horn section to play at the arena, the Mohegan Sun Arena, the big room. So I was like, yep, of course. And he said the word, he said, you know, Aretha Franklin. And I was like basically in my car as he was finishing the sentence and calling everybody. And yeah, you know, a bunch of horn players showed up and we got to play with Aretha. And it was awesome. And, you know, the coolest for me, if I may, you know, besides performing with her and her great band and just being on stage with an icon, you know, the queen of soul, as you said earlier. The what really for me was so touching was backstage before we performed, all her security was back there and she comes out of her dressing room. She's wearing this huge fur coat. It was her birthday. So they had this cake, you know, happy birthday, Aretha Franklin. And we got to sing her and play her backstage, happy birthday. I'm 2.5 feet from her. I'm like standing right next to Aretha Franklin singing her happy birthday. So then obviously we didn't eat the cake because we had to go do the show and they saved her a piece and then they gave some of the VIP seating up front some of her birthday cake. And then the show went on and then after the show, you know, she walks backstage and I just said to her, I said, it was such an honor and pleasure to perform with you. And she looks at me, she's like, you guys did a great job.
That's so
cool. It sounded
cool.
Great. So it was really cool, man. Like, you know, not knowing how this year would pan out. I mean, wow. I'm just truly grateful for that experience that I'll never forget. And, truly grateful for all the lives and the people she's touched over the years and she will continue to touch over the years with just kind of what she's done for music.
And it's so amazing. People are out there probably don't understand how often this happens where, you know, they're probably sitting in the crowd watching you guys perform with her and saying, man, this is a good band, not knowing that you've never performed with her before. You pretty much literally didn't even talk to her until after the show, after you performed with her. And it just so funny, the logistics and how things work in music sometimes.
Crazy, man. Like they were so, because they didn't realize that they didn't have a horn section. So the sound check was like at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock for an 8 o'clock show. The horns, we didn't show up until about 6:30.
Wow.
Doors were like, they were opening the arena in 15 minutes. We were like shuffling through music to put the music in order for the show. We didn't play a note. We just did one quick mic check to make sure it was fine. And then we had to get off the stage. And then, so literally, all of us, we sight read, which means we just had to kind of like play it and never seen the music before. I mean,
so you were reading the music while you were playing.
Yeah, and like you know, it's called sight reading. Yeah, you're like reading it for the first time, and you know, it's crazy because when I go back to my college days of music school, I couldn't read a note of music till I got to college. And then now I'm like, you know, when you get put in the situations, I'm so thankful that that was something that I found so important to do. But yeah, it was cool.
It's got to be one of the coolest people you've shared the stage with.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely. You know, we've all been listening to Aretha Franklin for forever, you know, and so yeah. And one thing I learned that night that, you know, I didn't know this is, She was singing and she sounded amazing. It was the most amazing voice ever. And then she walks over to the piano, the grand piano, and starts playing to start the song. Like, it was, I had no idea. And I found out that she's the piano player on all of her, like, her first several records. She plays the piano awesome. I'm like, holy cow, this is her. It's the sound.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yep, she was rocking it out on the piano and singing, and it was so cool just to look up and there's Aretha Franklin, you know, 10, 12, 15 feet from you. It's cool, man.
Yeah, and I enjoyed the photo that you shared of, you know, her singing in front of you, and, you know, you could see your horn, and it just, you know, it's everything's always a couple, just a few short degrees from connecting. You know, we now know, you know, there was a local musician up on stage, a couple local musicians up there on stage with her.
Yeah, man, it was cool. And the funny thing is, talk about how small of a world it is. The trombone player that was playing that show with me, with us, he said, hey, Doug Wolverton. I'm like, yep. He's like, hey, we have a gig in 2 days together with this Chicago tribute band from New York called Beginnings. He's from Connecticut, this trombone player. So we met at an Aretha Franklin gig. So, and then he and I are the two horns, that, you know, out of the three for the Chicago gig. But pretty cool, man.
That is pretty cool. And, of course, you are back here in the area. You're up in Massachusetts today, but you'll be over just over the bridge. I'm looking at the bridge. We're in a new studio, by the way, Doug, if you are ever looking for us. We've moved to J.T. Connell Highway up above Bridge Liquors.
Congratulations.
Yeah, the entire radio station, not just me. So we've moved.
Wow.
If you are ever in town and looking for us, because I know you come by and say hello all the time. So this is where we are. But so I can see the bridge from here, and you have a gig just on the other side in Jamestown on Sunday.
Playing the Narragansett Cafe for their Blues Sunday, 4 to 7 p.m., the Doug Wolverton Blues Band.
This is a new project.
First. Yeah, well, let me just say, it's not a show you don't want to miss this one, because I have the Victor Wainwright musicians playing with myself. They're the rhythm section, and I believe Victor Wainwright's going to play some tunes as well.
Oh,
and,
look at that.
I have Phil Pemberton from Roomful of Blues is going to potentially come down and sing some songs with us. You never know who else might show up. So it's going to be with special guests, because we're just trying to just do something different. And I would love, you know, that the Rhode Island area to be able to hear these guys play, because they're amazing. And we're also doing a show at Chan's the following Friday.
Oh, no way.
Woonsocket.
Look at you.
With the Victor Wainwright Band, yeah.
Coming back home with a new band. You're bringing the new bands home. We're
That's
proud
right.
of you.
Yeah, man.
And 4 to 7
Thanks,
on
Ryan.
It's like you know, it's like a kid bringing their first girlfriend home. Doug is bringing a band home. we approve.
That's right.
And we should go out and support. 4 to 7 on Sunday, correct?
Correct, and it's free. No cover at the Narragansett Cafe in Jamestown.
And then same band set up over at Chan's following next Friday, a week from today.
Correct, and that will be the Victor Wainwright show. Like, he'll be, you know, the playing every song, doing every, you know, it's the Chan's show, the ticketed show will be the Victor Wainwright and the Train, like, concert. Whereas, like, the show we're doing on Sunday, you know, the guitar player Pat Harrington's going to sing some songs. The drummer Billy Dean's going to sing some songs. Terrence Grayson on bass is going to sing some songs. I'm going to sing some songs. That'll be the worth it right there, man, having me sing some songs, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen you sing too much. Luckily.
Well, come check it out. It's going to be great. And then Phil, so it's going to be a different show than Friday, because it's, you know, we're just changing up, but same band, yes.
All right. Awesome. And are you in town on Monday? Are you performing with the Groove Merchants over at Fifth Element?
Monday, I'm actually not. We have a show at Don O'Dell's in Massachusetts. We're doing a live video TV broadcast
okay.
Monday. And then Tuesday, you know, you might see me floating around because we have the day off. So I'll be in Rhode Island. So, yeah, I might have to come check out the new studio.
Yes. Stop on by. I will be here, and always a good time. And it'll be great to see you as well. And let's not forget, the Groove Merchants live on over at the Fifth Element. And tell us a quick minute here about the band.
The Groove Merchants?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're asking? Oh, yeah. So Groove Merchants Monday night at the Fifth Element, 111 Broadway, 7 to 10 p.m. They're going strong, going on 5 years, and they play the instrumental music of the great Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, do some original tunes as well. And it's Marcus Montero on saxophone, John Spell on bass. On drums, it is, I'm trying to think who's there this week. I'll come back to that.
That's
and
cool.
Then it's Johnny Keys on keyboards. And yeah, it's just a really great gig. It'll get your toes tapping, heads nodding, and it's just a great time. Joe Davis on drums.
All right,
playing drums.
There it is. You
but yeah, man, Ryan, thank you so much for calling or for letting me call in, and thanks to the fans out there that always support live music and listen to the radio broadcast and come listen and support live music, and really appreciate it. If you want to know more details, DougWolverton.com or VictorWainwright.com, and you can check everything out, kind of what we're doing.
Excellent. And I have one more question, and I don't want to push anything into your gigs, but are we going to see any? Are you going to sing Aretha? Is that the secret on Sunday?
Maybe. I think Phil has talked about doing one or two Aretha tunes that we could do for sure, just kind of to pay.
I just wanted to see
that.
You sing Aretha Franklin.
I know, me, I don't think you want that. That she might not want that.
I know I don't want that, but Doug Wolverton, always great to chat with you, and stop on by when you're in the area, and we'll see you on Sunday. Over at Narragansett Cafe, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Doug Wolverton Blues Band with very special guests. Thanks, buddy.
Man, Ryan, thanks for all you do, and thanks for the call, and we'll talk to you all later.
All right. Doug Wolverton, the great Doug Wolverton, and just, you know somebody that performed with Aretha Franklin on her birthday, March 23rd. How cool is that? And what a story, what an experience. And, you know, you wonder how many shows you see out there where the musicians don't know each other at all. That's what that makes me think a lot, too. They didn't interact at all before. They didn't have a blues band. Not a blues band. I have blues on the head right now. They didn't have any horns, and they just found them. And they get up there, and they do it, and people in the crowd were probably impressed, didn't know any difference in the world. How cool. All right, we'll be back here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition after this.
Hi, this is Ron Cowie, a manager at Elite Indoor Gun Range, Rhode Island's best indoor shooting range open to the public. I'd like to talk about a great opportunity we offer exclusively for women. Every Wednesday, women's range time is free. That's a $30 value. Our clean and air-conditioned range is supervised by polite professional range safety officers who ensure your time with us is as relaxing as possible. The variety of handguns, rifles, and shotguns we have for rent means all you need to shoot with us is a valid government ID. Each lane accommodates up to two people, so feel free to bring a friend. Or don't. And unwind in our state-of-the-art shooting facility where you'll feel safe, welcome, and respected from the moment you walk through our front door. If you're new to shooting or looking for a range to call your own, give us a try. We're located at 371 Rose Hill Road in South Kingston, Rhode Island. Or you can find us online at EliteIndoorGunRange.com. We look forward to being your target sports home.
Midtown Oyster Bar offers Newport's finest harborside dining at every level. Check out the extensive lunch menu served from 11:30 to 4. Savor any selection from the dinner menu from 4 to 10. Indulge in one of Midtown's favorite features, champagne and shells, each Tuesday from 5 to 10 p.m. For any gift occasion, a Midtown gift card works every time, as does the exceptional view from the outside upper deck. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, always a great choice for private parties. Call 619-4100 or visit MidtownOyster.com.
The best deals made easier at Sakuchi Honda. During the Honda Summer Spectacular event, we have special zero down payment leases on brand new 2018 Hondas, plus financing as low as 0.9%. Sakuchi Honda in Middletown or online at Sakuchi.com. The best deal made easy is closer than you think.
Sale ends 8/31/18. Must finance through AHFC with top tier credit approval. See dealer for details.
If you're on Medicare and Medicaid in the state of Rhode Island, you may be able to get more benefits at no additional cost. A United Healthcare Dual Complete Plan combines your Medicare and Medicaid coverage to give you more benefits than original Medicare. If you have Medicare and Medicaid, call United Healthcare at 1-855-263-1863. That's 1-855-263-1863. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare.
This is Doug from Cabinet Revival, Newport County's premier cabinet refinishing specialist. Our team of technicians specialize in reviving your older wood cabinets from looking tired and dated to showroom new and stylish, using our specially formulated lacquer system. Cabinet Revival is more affordable, less time-consuming, and more environmentally friendly than most other kitchen renovation options. To see what we can do for your kitchen, stop by our new showroom at 936 Aquidneck Avenue in the Pickles Plaza or go to cabinetrevivalri.com.
Come get them while they're hot. All the amazing values now at Fifth Ward Liquor. See what Seth has added to Fifth Ward's vast inventory. The Shed IPA from Vermont. Whaler's Rise from nearby Wakefield. Six-pack cans, just $10.99. New from Newport Storm, Frosty Freeze Frosty Stout in four-pack cans. Look for 1639 Pale Ale in four packs of 16-ounce cans for $9.25. Seth has in stock Wheatley Vodka from Buffalo Traces for $19.99. Stagg Junior Bourbon at $49.95. There's Seagram's VO Whiskey 175s now $20.99. And Balvenie Caribbean Cask 14-year-old Scotch at $79.95. Chateau Montand Rosé now $11.99. Great selection, great savings. All at Fifth Ward Liquor, 695 Lois Thane.
Fun starts quicker with Fifth Ward Liquor. You better take the fifth.
From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Robert Carey, and thanks for tuning in today. You know, in a sign of follow the leader, or what's old is new again, United Airlines is now testing a new method for boarding flights to make it easier on travelers. Good news, right? Currently, the airline uses a system that separates passengers into five lines in the boarding area, but apparently many travelers find it confusing and it creates congestion, especially when multiple flights are boarding. Well, United's new boarding process cuts the boarding time down to two for priority and premium passengers, and another for standard and basic economy passengers. Moving from five to two boarding lines may seem like a return to the past, and it is, as not too long ago, United went from two to five boarding lanes. If you fly American or Delta regularly, then you already know that they use just two boarding lanes, and have for several years. So is this follow the leader, back to the future, or a sincere attempt to simplify things for passengers at United? That's for you to decide. A reminder, there's more travel info at rmworldtravel.com. Happy travels.
Thank you. Happy travels to you as well. Welcome back. What's up, Newport Radio Edition? Final segment, well, of this hour. What we're going to do is, coming up at 2 o'clock, there's going to be a press conference in the Worcester. We will bring that live to you here on W80K. You know, I will stick around, and we will keep the coverage going on that. It's, you know, if Stephen King is tweeting about it, then we should have it here on the air on W80K. No, it is actually a big story, of course. I grew up with, like many, going to Paw Sox games and hate to see him go up to Worcester. But it looks like that is going to happen based on all the sources and all of the things that are out there right now. I could not stop laughing this morning when one of the great news reporters from one of the TV stations showed a little video of the Paw Sox officials walking up to Pawtucket City Hall and trying to find the mayor. And she reported that the mayor wasn't there, but they left him a letter. They left him a card. You know, it's a bad breakup after 50 years. You know, they're not going to do the breakup in person. They're going to leave a love letter. They're going to leave a breakup letter. And so that's what happened. But we will bring you the latest at 2 o'clock. The press conference is scheduled for. I assume this is a really big deal, so it'll start on time. We'll bring it to you as quick and in full as we can. We also have Tony Gugliotta from Channel 10 standing by for us to give us a call and tell us a little bit more about what's going on up there this afternoon. Couple things going on today. Of course, for a full roundup of all the events, live music, entertainment, weekend of coaching, full, everything you need, whatsupnoop.com. And, of course, weekend of coaching, there's also the Ida Lewis distance race happening this weekend. So you'll see lots of sailboats out there on the harbor. What else do we have? I wanted to go over the weekend of coaching schedule, but there was one more other thing. Oh, wanted to remind you, yesterday we were joined by Potter League. And the Clear Out the Shelters campaign is happening tomorrow. If you want to hear more about that, check out the podcast on W80K.com. And, of course, earlier this week we were joined by Middletown town officials, and they talked about the big celebration that they're having, the 275th Founders Day for Middletown, taking place throughout the day tomorrow. Paradise Park during the day, and then they head over to Second Beach in the evening. There'll be live music. There'll be food trucks. There'll be fireworks. So if you want to hear more about that, you can find that podcast on WADK.com as well. Let me see what else I am missing here. Newport, I thought this one was cute. It was sticking with the dogs. Newport County YMCA is doing a doggy dip before they drain their pool and clean it, which I guess they do quarterly. Never really think about that stuff. They let the dogs jump in, and it's to raise money for Newport County YMCA. Just a fun event. Let's go to the coaching. There was already a drive this morning, and there's one this afternoon, as well as one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Full schedules, as well as the driving routes. I have them all in one story. Very easy to read on whatsupnuke.com now. And we are heading to the Friday evening drive. How does this sound? We are going to leave the Breakers stables, and we're going to go around Ocean Drive, and we're going to head to Miramar. So instead of taking the short route of just going down Bellevue, they were going to go all the way around the drive. And it really gets underway, or does get underway, at 5 p.m. this evening. And let's see, they all depart Chateau at 5:15. And then they're at an event at Newport Country Club from about 5:40 to 6, Brenton Point at 6:15. And Miramar, they're aiming to get there at 7:30. So of note, so people keep asking, well, what do you do? Well, you find a nice place like on Brenton Point State Park. You park there and you watch all of these. So tonight, of note, there'll be limited coach participation. I assume that some of the coaches that participated in this morning's ride out to Greenvale may take it easy, might take it off. So there'll be 3 to 4 teams participating in tonight's. And you just find a place along the route. Again, the route can be found on whatsupnuke.com. And get out there and watch the horses go by. Very cool to see as they go by, that route. And worth the Instagram photo, may I say. I keep thinking about a Facebook comment on the Paw Sox story. And WPRI, or was it Ted Nisi? Somebody put up a story about the Paw Sox moving. And the person commented, good. If I had the money, we'd move to Worcester too. And I just keep laughing. The Facebook comments can keep you entertained for many hours sometimes. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're expected to go live from Worcester with the press conference. We'll do that in just a short while. Stay tuned here. We will be live for as long as we need to be with this news coming out of Worcester regarding the Pawtucket Red Sox.
Listen online 24/7 at WADK.com. This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
The Newport County Chamber of Commerce encourages you to think local, whether you are looking for your favorite restaurant, a local store with all the best brands, your neighborhood florist, or a place to dock your boat. The Newport Chamber's directory has all of those and more. Make the Chamber directory your go-to search engine for business.